Silver Wings is proving to be the perfect way to move local history forward from one generation to the next. In Norwich, we are fortunate to have the American Library at the Forum, and that is where Silver Wings, the US Army Air Forces in World War II Norfolk, brings the past to life. Communities throughout Norfolk are coming together to share, celebrate and explore World War II history and the legacy of the US Army Air Forces in the county. From memories of those who lived through the war to school children taking part in specially developed workshops. So now, 80 years on, this ambitious project is collecting living stories, both happy and sad, of the time thousands of GIs arrived to join our fight for freedom. Silver Wings is teaching me so much about World War II history on our doorstep in Norfolk, said project coordinator Lucy Blakely. It has been a privilege to hear some of the really personal stories of those who encountered the USAAF during the war. The Silver Wings project is holding on to and preserving these stories for future generations, she said. More than 50 people have come together to collect and animate the stories from the American servicemen and women in Norfolk during the war. And researchers have been given access to the American Library's vast archive of books, film footage, and testimonies, while volunteers have received special training on collecting local memories. Also taking place is a unique creating writing course for adults, which uses real objects from history to inspire new writing, and a program of creative workshops designed for young people from Kick the Dust. Over 150 schoolchildren are taking part in specially designed workshops where they will hear stories from history, then take part in activities including model plane building, writing exercises, and handling objects from the archives. The American Library mission is to remember those who served every day and to keep their stories alive so that people today can better understand the past, says the Trust librarian, Orla Kennelly. We have been creating a new community around the Silver Wings project, with people of all ages coming to the library to connect with those stories. Primary school children all over the city have been imagining how they would have felt as young children in the war, meeting these Americans for the first time. They've been thinking about the noise of the planes, the taste of new foods like ice cream, and the excitement and anxiety that this would have caused in their lives, said Orla. We have been finding out so much more about the lives of the young men and women from the US Army Air Forces in World War II Norfolk, and also how their presence impacted the lives of local people, and how that impact has endured, she added. The work and stories collected will be shared in a free 10-day exhibition and a series of talks and activities from September the 12th to the 21st as part of Norfolk Heritage Open Days, including a 1940s-style street party on Saturday, September the 13th. The full programme will be announced later. Silver Wings, presented by the Forum with the American Library, Memorial to the 2nd Air Division, 8th Air Force, United States Army Air Forces, is made possible with the funding from the National Heritage Fund. It is also supported by the Paul Bassam Charitable Trust, the 2nd Air Division Memorial Trust, the Alan Boswell Charitable Trust, Anguish's Educational Foundation, and Norwich Freeman's Charity. The American Library is a living memorial to around 7,000 personnel from the 2nd Air Division based in East Anglia who were killed in action, as well as those who survived. Its aim is to honour their memory and be a place of cultural exchange between the people of the United Kingdom, specifically East Anglia, and the people of the United States of America.